to welcome back in studio with us Milford Mayor Tony Giannastasio, who is here. And I can't believe, Tony, that it has already been a year that you have taken office in Milford, and a lot of things have happened. And so we're glad to have you back in studio with us to do a little recap. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, Melissa. Thank you. It's great to be back, and it's great to be here with you today.
I want to get right into one of the top headlines out of Milford recently, which are the red light cameras. This was something you were pushing for. And correct me if I'm wrong, you said this is part of your multi-public safety plan, or kind of recap that for me first.
So when I ran for the position of mayor, I put forward a public safety plan, and this is the second step in the plan. The first part, which was already passed, was the ordinance for the street takeovers.
Yes.
That we had that discussion last time I was on the air. So this part of it is the red light cameras, speed cameras, and LPR readers.
Okay. And did it pass?
Yes, it did, overwhelmingly.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm thrilled about that. Very
okay.
happy.
All
Very
right.
Happy.
Now, this is not, the company is not, and I don't even know if this is the company you guys are using since it just passed, but one of the companies that is now facing a federal lawsuit, they go by the name of Flock. I don't have it here in front of me. Of course I don't have it in front of me. Let me see. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Flock Safety. There you go. I knew I'd get there eventually. Flock Safety is facing a lawsuit claiming that they are breaching privacy, Fourth Amendment, all of that. I don't know where that's going to go. I do know that they are the manufacturers of a lot of the cameras that have been used in other municipalities in Connecticut. Is that a concern for you guys or not so much?
No, not so much. I think people need to recognize that these cameras are only going to take effect if you break the law. And ultimately, they're going to save lives. And I think that's what people want.
And
they
I think
safety.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Mayor Giannastasio, but I believe under Connecticut statute, it's up to the municipalities if they even want these cameras. This was not a universal, hey, you guys have to come up with a plan and figure this out. This was a town to town, city to city basis, whatever you felt you wanted to do.
Right. And that's why I worked with the police chief through his recommendations. And this is something that other municipalities and towns have been doing already. So it's nothing new, but it's new to Milford.
Okay. So what is it going to look like? I know when I was reading the initial report weeks ago, maybe even longer, because I know this was something that you had been pushing for. I know the mall was a huge focus, which personally, as a Milford resident, thank God, because I go cuckoo ka-choo in the big old blue with the blocking the box and all that nonsense going on. And it happens all the time at the mall. Why was that a focus? I mean, tell us a little bit about that.
So the mall, to your point, is very heavily, there's a lot of volume, a lot of traffic there. You have to remember, Milford is unique. It has five exits off of 95. So everyone comes to the mall. It's a destination. And there's a lot of activity down there. So we want to be sure that that corridor, that Route 1 corridor, is protected, surveillance. Just in case there's an accident, we'll know in real time. If there's a stolen vehicle and it comes up on the camera, the LPR reader, the police will be able to dispatch in real time. And actually, most of the crimes that are being committed are with stolen vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be able to not only retrieve the stolen vehicle, but we will be able to stop a crime,
mm-hmm.
possibly in progress.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know, too, Mayor, but I know at the mall, much like a lot of these shopping centers across Connecticut, this is not something that's just happening in Milford by any stretch of the imagination. But we're also seeing a lot of these crimes happen, you know, at these major establishments, you know, the car thefts or the stolen purse, what have you. So I think it was a no-brainer to put these cameras, I think. Is this going to be outside the mall or along like Boston Post Road? Like, where are these cameras going to be?
So we conducted a study. The police chief has other areas that he would like to install cameras, and it's going to be in high traffic areas such as Bridgeport Avenue, you know, other streets that are literally off of I-95.
That makes sense. Absolutely. So we have Milford Mayor Tony Giannastasio here. And as I mentioned, it's been a year that you've been in office. And what are some other things that you've been focusing on that has already passed? Like you had mentioned, the ordinance was a big thing. Another one has to be the ordinance that you put into place, bringing in more of those shops with not cannabis, I'm blanking. Don't look at me like that, Mayor. You know what I'm talking about. The not pot shops, the vape shops. There
vape
you go.
Shops.
I knew we'd get there eventually.
Yes,
this
yes.
is what we call off the cuff, real live radio people.
So there was overwhelming support to put a prohibition forward for no more vape shops.
Yeah, new shops coming
right.
in.
Right, and that was a public health issue as well, because these people are marketing our youth. And there's been occasions where some of these vape shops have not been following the law. I'll just leave it at that. So I think the people in Milford recognize that. And it's some cases, we have one downtown on Daniel Street. It's not the best use of the property. And I wanted to protect downtown because there was a rumor that a second vape shop was looking to open up on the other side of the green. So I didn't think it was the best look for our historic downtown.
Okay. So that's something that also got approval earlier this summer, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're moving right along. And, you know, once again, we're working on economic development. We have Wusthof, the big building that is being constructed right now where Subway was.
Yes.
And then across the street from that, FCP Euro just signed a lease for another additional new building. So, you know, we're able to retain our businesses, our local businesses. And at the same time, we're bringing in new businesses such as Wusthof, which is going to bring jobs to Milford. So it's great stuff. It's all, you know, positive. And I really enjoy the work that we're doing.
Yeah. And only a year down and so much more to go. What are some plans that you have going into 2025 year?
Well, you know, I'm looking at obviously enhancing the downtown. We have that new parking garage that's coming online. We're going to have 200 additional spots. We're going to have a local grocer. We're going to have a cafe. We're going to have additional apartments above, 50 more apartments. So I want to make downtown more of a destination. So I'm working with the local Harbor Commission in the possibility of leasing some land down at the harbor in order to bring in an oyster bar. I'm working on that presently, so I'm hoping that that has enough support for the community. I think it'd be a great add value to our Oyster Festival, having an oyster bar. We have a lot of boaters that come over from Long Island, and I think it'd be a great fit for Milford.
Well, Mayor Ginsasio, again, 1 year down and more to go, certainly. And anything that people need to know about in just the next few weeks or at the end of this year, either public hearings or anything like that, that people should be aware of. I know they could find it on the city website, though, any of those updates, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, once a month, the first Monday of every month is our Board of Aldermen meeting where we have the public. We invite the public into City Hall to express their concerns or, you know, give praise to what's happening in Milford. So that's the opportune time to come forward and present any type of issue that they may or have before the Board of Aldermen. So I'll be there for sure.
Love that. Well, we always appreciate having you in studio, Tony Ginsasio. Thank you so much for what you do and for making the stop by. Melissa, good morning.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. We'll see you soon.